21 Leadership Lessons of Narendra Damodar Das Modi. Introduction. Who is a leader and what differentiates him from others? Does he do things differently? Does he do different things? Is he a creation of situations or is he creator of situations? Are leaders made or do they possess some inborn traits? These questions indeed have been boggling human mind since ages. Historians, management gurus, and preachers have their own methods to define the concept of leadership, narratives on leaders and their traits, which many a times may be pristine, while at other times they could be hazy or chaotic. While there could be multiple ways to discuss the genesis of leaders, one thing that surely speaks about them is that they possess a charisma of thoughts and vision which attracts the people around them. People follow them for their vision and mission, which otherwise is not present in others. They emulate their vision, mission and ambitions and become part of the stride that the leaders take. We all know that humans by nature and social animals who feel most comfortable in their herds, apart from the flight of personal and social ambitions, history is filled with examples of great leaders who were the byproducts of chaos and challenges that society was passing through. These leaders emerged in that chaos and guided people through it. So the fight, the might of British Empire, about which it was said that the sun never set over it. A frail person by name of Gandhi stood up, catched the fancy of his followers with the unique concept of non-violence to challenge the ills of apartheid. An obscure Nelson Mandela took the shackles against the might of a white regime. A young Greek named Alexander, driven by the passion to reach the East, stood on the shores of Indus and claimed to have cobbled the world's biggest empire. What is common among them is that all of them had some traits which resulted in them being classified as leaders.